Hey, this is Vito.
This is Liz, and we are two lovebirds trying to navigate through life, love, and parenting the best we can.
Each month, we take on a new challenge in an attempt to deepen our relationship and spice things up a bit.
Join us as we share the lessons we learned from all the bumps in the road we travel on. Welcome to the long haul.
Yep. Say something.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
We've been doing a lot the last couple months.
You know what? So the baby's coming soon.
Yes.
Ish. We don't know. But I feel like the last couple months have been super hectic.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the holidays off, obviously, because everyone should be enjoying their holidays with their family and whomever they're with. And then we're really slow in the winter, so I've been home.
You're doing the basement floors and then getting other stuff done around the house.
Just so much stuff.
And then we've really just been enjoying, like, spending our evenings together. Like, either doing nothing or working on getting something done.
Yeah, getting a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also been a lot of evenings we put Jovi down and we're just cuddling on the couch watching TV and just...
Watching Hell's Kitchen.
That show is
so funny.
Vito is now... We had never seen it before.
No.
What made you pick that show?
Because we have a Roku TV now. We don't pay for cable just because we don't watch a ton of TV.
Right.
But it just like popped up and I watched an episode and I was like, this guy's nuts.
Yeah.
And then I got hooked. And yeah, but... I feel like we're back in the swing of things. The snow melted. It was like 50 the last couple of days. It rained all day today.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be like 20.
It's gonna be cold
again
because that's the Midwest weather.
Or like tomorrow, it's like 40 today and 25 tomorrow or
yeah.
something.
Well, it's gonna be 20s the next couple of days.
Yeah,
but we got so much done, I think, in the last week
mm-hmm.
that now we're like, for me at least, I'm breathing freer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not this daunting list we have to do before the baby comes now.
Right. Like, if I went into labor, we'd be good.
Right. Yeah, I'd feel super confident.
Like, bringing the baby home.
And that's kind of what we were doing the last couple months. Because the floor, we were getting a lot of dust in the house just because we have a concrete floor.
Yeah.
And there was carpet on it before. I took the carpet off. And in order for the concrete not to be dusty, you have to put it through a process, which took me forever. Like, a month.
Yeah, but it was awesome. Like, you grinded it down, so it's like exposed pebbles.
Yeah, it looks like a granite of sorts.
Yeah, it looks so nice.
But that whole process took like a month.
But the dust has changed.
Yeah.
Like, I used to literally dust, and like a couple days later, I'm like, how is this dusty again?
Yeah.
And now I realize it was like a week, and I'm like, oh, I should probably dust.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't seeing the layer everywhere.
Right. If concrete's not put through a specific process, it's naturally dusty. You know, like, our garage is dusty. Even though we don't do anything to it, it just is dusty.
Yeah.
Because it's the concrete. So that we had to do. And then we had to get Jovi's new room ready. And then I built a closet organizer up there.
Which looks awesome.
Yeah, it turned out really nice. I don't know if I would do it again.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we saved, I think, like $100.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. $100 is $100. That's great. It doesn't have the sex appeal to it. You know, like when you look at a closet organizer, you're like, yeah, this is turning me on.
Mine doesn't.
Oh, you don't feel that way?
I think that the one you built looks better than the one in Jovi's current room.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, as long as it turns you on.
I'm like, my man built this.
Yeah. I'm just hoping it doesn't fall.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. But yeah, we're ready. We're ready for the baby to come in the next month or whatever it is. Days, months. Not months. Days, weeks. So now we're like, yeah, let's get back to it. We're feeling fresh, feeling organized and clean.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. Great time spent together, I think. I feel like we grew.
Mm-hmm.
It's our anniversary today.
3 years.
3 years. We... went out to breakfast mm-hmm. at the spot you've been wanting to go out to for a while.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was really good.
What'd you get?
I got blueberry lemon pancakes.
What's this place known for?
They're pancakes.
Yeah, like custom crafty.
Or like fun. Yeah. Different kinds of pancakes.
There's breakfast stuff there. Obviously, it's a breakfast joint, but they have like crazy pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Which you got the blueberry lemon.
They were so good.
They actually were. I was.
It's not something you would have ordered.
Never. I'm a traditional kind. I'm very plain Jane. For your birthday, I actually ordered you custom donuts and you wanted lemon and blueberry.
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot that was the flavor. What one was lavender and
lemon.
It was lavender and lemon.
And then blueberry and then maple.
Blueberry maple.
It was really good.
My gosh. Yeah, because you're like, what kind of flavors do you like? And then today when I ordered the lemon blueberry pancakes, you're like, you like lemon blueberry, don't you? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I do.
Yeah. But they were really good. I thought they were delicious. Too so sweet for me.
The donuts?
No, the pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
The donuts we demolished.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It took
horrible.
A week, but we ate them all.
Yeah, but it was a dozen donuts and a dozen donut holes, and they were super glazed, super rich, delicious, but we probably should not have done that. We probably should have given 2/3 away.
Yeah.
But when they're that good, you just can't stop eating them.
Well, remember, I'm like, I'm going to separate them and like freeze them. So then like...
Yeah, you put them in plastic bags and put them on the counter and they never made it to the fridge.
Freeze them and then we just kept eating them.
They never made it to the freezer.
But yeah, we've just had like a lot of stuff we've been doing and it was nice today. Oh yeah, I'm not a pancake orderer normally, but since this place is known for them, it was really good.
Yeah.
I got them. It's been 3 years, babe.
Yeah, I feel great. I think I married a smoke show.
Oh, thanks, Bo.
We watched our wedding video today,
mm-hmm.
and it was a lot of fun. The wedding in Montana was amazing.
Yeah.
We got to hear our vows again, and I feel like maybe I cried a little too much during our vows.
Why do you feel that way?
Because, you know, it's like it was, you know, I cried a lot, and I probably should have just been like, hey, I love you, you know? And
it's emotional though. It's like a day.
Yeah, it was exciting.
You know, that you don't want to forget. Like we're talking and we want to rewatch our wedding video every year because I think it's just good to remind yourselves of what you committed to each other and even bringing back those feelings like seeing you at our first look on our wedding day and all of that.
Yeah, and seeing you just, man, you're hot.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, for sure. I'll keep it PG.
You see me every day.
Yeah.
It's just different. I'm a little bit heavier right now.
Yeah, you're nine months pregnant. No, what are you? Yeah, 8.5.
I've been pregnant for 9 months.
For a while now.
Basically.
Yeah. So, and then... we watched a terribly sad movie, we started a movie that we thought was going to be like a fun action movie, and it just turned out to be a poorly produced movie, so we stopped that one.
Well, for our anniversary, we were like maybe going to try to do a night out or a night away, and then we just decided like let's just spend the day together. So we woke up this morning and dropped Jovi off at Vito's mom's house. And then we just wanted to spend the day together. So we're like, let's go get breakfast. Then we'll like cuddle and watch a movie and just hang out at home. Just us.
Mm-hmm.
And Vito's like, what kind of movie do you want? I'm like, either action or comedy. So he picked out a few and I was like, let's do the action movie. We got like half hour in.
Mm-hmm.
If
it was horrible.
And then I was like, do you want to keep watching it?
That
or
was so
no?
Bad.
So then I did a different movie that I thought was an action movie. And Vito was like, no, I think it's just more of a heavy movie.
Yeah, I was like, this is a heavy movie, just so you know. This isn't like a...
I thought it was an action one.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was... But then once we started watching it, you kind of had to see how it ended.
Super good. Sandra Bullock. Unforgivable
the
or
Unforgivable.
Something.
The Unforgivable.
Man.
But then after that, I was like...
It was so heavy that we had to like fast forward through a lot of the ending. And I still ugly cried at the end. And I'm like, this sucks. Why did we choose first the terrible movie, then this movie's so good, but so heavy? I thought we just wanted to like laugh and hang out and snuggle today.
Right.
And then we put on a movie that we both had already seen.
Like a rom-com.
Yeah, and I was like...
We need something light, but then...
You were making chicken fried rice, and I was like,
duck
fried rice, yeah. So I just came upstairs and hung out with you.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're doing this. Oh, we watched
our wedding video, and then
Jovi's birth. And man, that brought up so much emotion. But I thought it was very therapeutic. I don't know why it was therapeutic, but it was. Because she just couldn't, you know, she was struggling so hard to breathe. Because she aspirated.
Mm-hmm.
And watching the video back was, it was just really, it was really hard. But also knowing that she's okay now. I don't know. It was just kind of therapeutic for me, at least.
Well, I think it's hard going back and watching it because in the video, she's like laying on my chest and we're happy, but she's struggling.
I looked at my face and watching the video, I could tell that I thought something was wrong. I was happy. Obviously it was amazing. It was a miracle of life, but looking back at the video, I can see myself see that something was not right. And I just, you know, I just pray that the next one is uneventful and dude, it's just so hard. We have no control over anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to let that go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I can't imagine like doing a NICU stay with a kid at home too.
Yeah.
You know, just having Jovi here and the baby there and and stuff. So it'll be good though.
Yeah, everything will go great.
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't know how I would feel watching the birthing video so close to giving birth.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't even ask you. I just kind of played it. Well, because we were looking for the Chicago wedding and I stumbled across the birth video and we just kind of started watching it. And then once you start, you can't stop.
I didn't think I was making noise when I was pushing her out, but I was. I was
You did in between pushes.
Like moaning and...
Yeah, I mean, a baby was coming out of...
Right, but I didn't feel it.
You felt something, because when her head came out, you were like a sigh of relief.
I think I was just really out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I didn't know how I would feel watching that. And I feel like I can do it, you know?
Yeah, 100% you can. For sure you can. It's so natural. That's what, the other day I was walking around our yard and I just had anxiety. So I went for a walk and praying and stuff. And something popped in my mind where it was like, we are so connected to nature. We might not feel connected because we're always on our phones and technology and we're very disconnected nowadays, but doesn't mean that we don't play a role in nature and that we are very natural. And like the way trees grow or the way anything that starts from nothing grows into something, and then that drops a seed and that seed grows into something else, and it just triggered in my mind, or connected in my mind, how birth and like motherhood and like you were once a baby in your mother's womb and she was the same, and it's just very natural.
Mm-hmm.
So that brought peace to me too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is just a very, very natural experience that, you know, you obviously can do. You know, women have been doing it for ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to pretend like I know how it feels, but it's very natural.
Yeah.
And it's, you know,
I've been doing a lot of just preparing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I've definitely gone back and forth. And now I feel like I can for sure do it. Like the other day when I started having the hip pain, mm-hmm. and it reminded me of my birth and I got super emotional. I didn't think in the moment like that I couldn't do it, because I can't describe the hip pain. It's so bad. And I, like, my thought was, this sucks. Mm-hmm. If this is how it's going to be in labor again, that really sucks. But like, I've done it before.
Yeah.
I can do it again. Yeah. And so I didn't feel like, you know, we need to transfer to a hospital mm-hmm. or anything yet.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, this one's a little quicker, maybe.
Yeah. Quicker, uneventful.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And then the real trials begin.
Oh my gosh.
Two babies. And then we just start, you know, trying for number three right away.
This guy's out of his mind.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Right away.
Right away. What do they say? 6 weeks? We could start having sex?
Yeah, but not trying.
No, you just don't try.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You're so funny.
Yeah, I think so.
Wrap it up.
What? The podcast?
No. The penile. It's not coming in me unwrapped for a while. Yeah. Quite a while.
We'll have that discussion later.
I know how it's going because we've had it a bunch of times. I don't want an accidental pregnancy when I'm a few months postpartum. I would cry.
No, yeah. No, your body needs to heal.
Yes.
I'm just joking. I'm joshing you. Uh-huh. So how you feeling? Tell me.
Good. It's weird because I've had so many issues just kind of with my back and hips and feeling uncomfortable this pregnancy. And then this last week I've felt great. Like there's been a few days where like at the end of the day, like toward the end of the day, cause we've been doing stuff mm-hmm. that my back's been really sore and tight. But even then I'm walking better now than I have the last few months of my pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before, remember even mm-hmm. last month when we went out to dinner and with Tommy and Bianca and I'm walking to the car and I'm like limping and you're mm-hmm. like, I'm like, baby, you're walking way too fast. You're like pulling me.
It was freezing and snowing.
I could barely walk though.
And you're like, just go without me.
I could barely walk though. And now I'm walking around fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the baby's like in a new position. I also had switched chiropractors and I love the new one that I'm going to. Mm-hmm. She spends like 45 minutes with me, does stuff to like my pelvic area, my back, and is just like really working me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's really helping because I've felt a lot better because I just remember before I'd be limping at the end of the day and I'm like, if I can't even like walk, mm-hmm. how am I going to go through labor? Mm-hmm. I'm like limping, crawling into bed. And I'm like,
yeah, right.
I feel like an 80-year-old pregnant woman. Right, like, yeah. How is this possible? But I think I've gotten kind of re-energized and, I mean like, TMI on the podcast, but I lost my mucus plug. So I feel like when that happened, like we were like, oh crap, we're going to have this baby soon. And I kind of got re-energized and that kind of gave me like a pep in my step. But then also I've just like my back and everything's been feeling way better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised you said that, babe.
Why?
I don't know.
I said it on the Miraculous Mamas one already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No, you silly goose.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. It can grow back.
Which is wild.
You can lose it a couple weeks before. You can lose it a couple days before the baby. You can lose it when you go into labor.
Yeah.
Or a couple weeks before. It can even grow back. So it's like.
That's wild.
But it made it more real.
Now you know.
And I had started to feel a little bit better before that. And now it's just nice. Like still at the end of the day, like my back hurts. I mean, I'm 40 pounds heavier and it's like mm-hmm. in my belly. I'm like tipping over, you yeah, know, yeah, yeah. Like your back's going to hurt, but not the way that it was.
Yeah.
Because I went from like sciatica issues to lower back issues to hip issues. And now I'm finally feeling like, oh, okay.
Yeah. You're a total beast.
Power through.
You're a beast. I'm excited. Eesh, I'm excited for the baby to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of emotions, man. I don't know if I did a hormone test, which we're waiting on the results to get back. So I don't know if I'm like having hormone imbalances or if being a dad has just made me super emotional. So hopefully there are some answers, you know, maybe my hormone test will come back and they're like, no, you're fine. And I'm like, okay, I'm just emotional from being a dad.
But what qualifies as emotional? Like you experience
crying
emotional.
At everything.
Babe, you don't cry at everything.
Almost.
No, not. I cry at everything.
Yeah. Again, when you're pregnant.
I cried at breakfast today.
Yeah, you do cry at everything. That's right. Sure. Yeah, I'm just hoping everything is fine with me. I think it is. I think we'll be all right.
I think you have a tender heart, and having a girl has just made you soft.
It's made me so soft. I was thinking, because that movie is, I don't even want to talk about it. But I was thinking, like, man, I gotta really start like working out, get strong, because I gotta be strong. I have to be strong in like 15 years, you know. That's when I gotta be strong. So like, I'm fine now, but I gotta make sure that in 15 years I don't have any problems.
But you can't be like wait 15 years and be like, oh, I'm gonna get
right. That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying. I gotta start now.
Why? So you can scare boys away?
You know, just to be strong.
You know, when Joey's 16 and...
Yeah, you just don't want to be, you don't want to be intimidated by a 16-year-old. You want to be able to stand up and be like, yeah, come at me. I dare you.
Well, first of all, hopefully Joey's not hanging around guys where you'd have to say that.
No, even if they're nice guys. I just want them to know. Oh. I want them to look at me and be like, okay.
Don't mess with this girl.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I've met some dads where I was like, come on, guy. Get it together.
That's so rude.
You got daughters.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Definitely a lot of emotions, but we're excited.
Yeah. I'm excited to get back to this. I miss just talking to you. And we talk a lot, but this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's different. It's nice.
I think, well, because when we talk a lot, it's like, you know, oh, we need to get this done. We need to go do that.
It's a lot about our bowels.
Which the people on this podcast know.
Oh, we got a bidet attachment. It is a lifesaver.
It's changed my life.
Yeah. And it, like, we don't even go through toilet paper anymore. It's fantastic.
It saves us so much toilet. Yeah. I mean, especially from me.
Save the environment. Hi.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing our part. What are you guys doing?
I highly recommend a bidet attachment.
Yeah, it was nice. That was my Christmas gift from you.
Yeah. But I told you, I mean, it was like for our family.
Yeah.
You're the one who always would say like, we need to get a bidet. We need to get a bidet.
Their dreams come true.
I'm like, no, no. And then I'm like, maybe we'll try one.
Yeah.
And I humble myself. And say, because I used to be like, that kind of sounds gross. But I remember like what you were saying. You said that like one comedian was talking about it. And he's like, if you got poop on your arm, would you wipe it off or would you wash it off?
Yeah.
It's like you would wash it off.
Right. You wouldn't go grab a rag.
It just makes sense.
It does.
Every other country does it.
They could also incorporate paper too, but.
Right.
Like,
right.
They just stick with the water, which, you know. Teach their own.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. So highly recommend.
Yeah. So are you excited for March?
I'm excited for March because that's when the babies do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited and I'm not excited. I'm excited because I'm just ready for this next phase. I feel like I've been pregnant forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying you feel like I've been pregnant for a few months.
No, I feel like it's real now. Because we have Jovi, we're preoccupied.
Right.
We're with Joe. When you were pregnant with Jovi, that's all we were doing was reading the daily updates and this and that. So it was like very in our face. But now we have so much more responsibility. So it's just kind of been, you know, we know. But now that we're, you know, getting closer, now it's like, oh, shoot. I feel like this just started.
Well, even after I was showing, we would both forget I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Like I'm.
Yeah.
Physically, you can tell I'm pregnant.
Right.
And then you'd be like, oh, I forgot you're pregnant.
We just got so much stuff going
you
on.
You know, so I'd be like, oh, I forgot I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Until I tried to move.
Trying to stand up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for March. My mom's coming into town. My dad's coming in. My sister's coming in. Maybe my other sister will come. I don't know. But just the thing I'm not looking forward to is we've been... I love having you home in the winter.
I know. We go over this every winter.
And right. But it's going to be even harder this year because you're going back to work right when the baby's coming.
Yeah.
So you've been such a help with Jovi. Like, you are...
To all of our listeners out there, share the podcast. Tell all your friends. Let's jack these numbers up so we can, you know, maybe start selling some ads and we can do this full time.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. Just to work from home full time, have you home. It's just, it's such a blessing. You're such a blessing. You're a rock star dad, awesome husband, and the biggest help when you're here. And I feel like I've almost relied on you too much this winter, and now you're going to go back and I'm going to be like, wait, what
do I do with that?
The floor is not gonna mop itself. So, and it'll just be different because there's gonna be Jovi and a baby, and
it'll be interesting for sure.
A new world figuring it out.
It'll be very interesting. Your whole world changes with one. With two, I was thinking about the other day, I can't even picture how exhausted we're gonna be. So that'll be exciting. And then when we have three,
oh geez,
hopefully Jovi can help us out. We're going to need an extra hand, but she's going to be a baby herself still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like such a transitional stage in her life too. Cause she's just started like throwing tantrums and voicing her opinion and throwing herself on the floor and like learning to push boundaries. And so it'll just be interesting having a newborn, and because I feel like the best thing you can do for them is to like just be there for them.
Mm-hmm. Being present.
Right. And
who were you talking to? Were you talking to somebody about technology? Did you interview someone on your podcast?
Yeah. This podcast we've been listening to.
This week. Yeah.
I don't think you heard that part. You got in the car later, but she already talked about it. Just how she never wants her son to feel that her phone's more important than him. So when she comes home from work, she puts her phone on the charger upstairs and then stays downstairs, cooks dinner. They spend time together as a family. And she's like, if I ever have to go do a work thing, I never just leave. I let him know. I'm like, hey, I have to go send an email really quick. I'm going to be right back. And she like goes and does it and then comes back and isn't.
I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Because, man, they see everything.
Mm-hmm.
They see everything. I was trying to put a song on our phone because Jovi and I will listen to music sometimes in the morning. And I was looking at my phone trying to find a song. And I saw her in the background, like, look at me and then look away. And in my head, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, she sees that I'm on my phone. So I put it down and I was just looking at her, smiling, just watching her. And then she kind of like peeked over at me without moving her head. And then she saw I was watching her and like smiled and kind of like giggled and was like, you know, got all excited. So, I mean, they watch everything.
Yeah. I mean, she says the word phone. She's like, phone?
Yeah, they see. And dude, if it were up to me, we would not have any phones.
Just have the house phone, the landline.
Life was just so much more fun when you had nothing going on.
Nothing continually distracting
you. Right. Where you had to like not be bored, but you just had to entertain each other.
Mm-hmm.
Make stuff up, be creative. And
well, I think it is important for kids to be bored and to have to entertain each other.
Yeah.
But I mean, also they're watching us, the monkey see, monkey do. So if you're just constantly on your phone, you can't expect your kid to not constantly
device. What gets us to go from comprehension to action?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get it. We understand. We know it's a fact that they watch us.
I think it's setting boundaries around it. That it's not something that's constantly on us, with us in our lives. You know, when we sit down to dinner, there's never a phone on the table. There's never whatever. Mm-hmm. And that evening is our family time, or on the weekends, or, you know, on Sundays.
Yeah.
We don't touch our phones, or, you know, just like putting boundaries around it. Even like for me, I know, especially then with two kids, I have to, like, yeah, I'll have times where I'm like recording the podcast, but even when I'm doing like editing or things on Instagram or doula stuff, like, I have to, and you have to hold me accountable to this because we've talked about it so many times, just like set work hours for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy to let the day get away. Then at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, I have to I need to send these emails. I need to do these things. I have to whatever. And then that's where it's our family time. But it also is hard when you're working from home and I'm trying to get stuff done and I only like, I have to get it done within a time frame. And yeah. Jovi didn't take a nap that day. And, you know, just like things like that. But I think setting reasonable hours for myself where it is like when she's napping. And that gives me a solid hour of emails, outreach, whatever, you know,
yeah.
If I'm
just
being,
structure,
but then it's hard, which I know you hate when I say that word, but like, it's nice when she takes a nice nap. And that's when I'm also able to like clean up a little bit and food prep dinner. So then by the time she wakes up, I'm not trying to do that. 'Cause that's usually when she wants my attention.
Yeah. Well, now we have this awesome step stool thing that she can help you cook.
It is awesome because normally when I'm cooking in the kitchen, she's like up, up, up. She wants up. And now she just crawls up on her stool and she'll hang out with me. And sometimes I'll give her a little task to do or a snack up there, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And she's not constantly
She's just curious. She just wants to see what's going on.
Right.
It's not like she doesn't want to be held per se. She just wants to be at the same level. And now she can help you cook. It's really cute. My little baby girl. So March, I go back to work, most likely.
Yeah.
Gets busier. Sun comes out. That'll be fun. Right?
It'll be nice when it's warm out.
Yes. We got to get a fence, which apparently costs $10 million now to just put a fence in for some reason. So that'll be fun.
Can't we just like hang strings of rope?
just pull like 1,000 feet of rope back and forth.
Twine.
It's not a bad idea.
Be like, hey, can we use the corner of your fence and the corner of your fence and just rope off our yard?
Just to keep our dog in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm excited. Hopefully the grass that we put in last year caught well and I got to get the lawnmower tuned up. It's just all this spring cleaning. We got rid of so many bags of clothes and extra blankets and I feel so good. Oh my gosh.
I feel like we can still get rid of more though.
Yes, we can. We got to watch that minimalist documentary.
Yeah.
So we can get inspired to live on less.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just live our best life.
Yeah, that did feel really good. I had the one night that I couldn't sleep. And I was up at 3 a.m, tossed and turned in bed till 4. And then finally I just got up and came downstairs and started cleaning out our closet. And that like felt good. And that was a few weeks ago. And I never, with Jovi, I never got this nesting urge. I never got this, we need to clean everything urge. I felt we need to get everything set up to bring her home.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like, today I was thinking I need to dust all the fans and then like vacuum underneath them and just things will pop in my mind and I'm like, oh, we got to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the urge and
it feels great. Cleaning feels great and giving things away feels amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, do I need this? I could use it, but do I need it? No. And then you give it away to somebody and you see that they like really wanted it or needed it and it feels good. And then it's no longer in your place and then they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all good. They're happy, you're happy, and you have less things in your house, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah,
I really like that feeling.
I would love to get to the point where we're very much minimalist. I think I'm too sentimental to be like a true minimalist. Yes and no. I've been better at throwing things away.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like minimalists just don't have hearts. But I know that that's wrong.
That's very wrong. Because you have paintings your nieces drew from like 3 years ago.
No, I've gotten rid of them.
But they've drawn you a painting a month for the last 3 years. We just have paintings everywhere.
Babe, I just said I've gotten better at it.
I love them. It's not that I don't appreciate them, but you don't hold on to all of them.
I haven't. I threw tons away. The only ones I kept from like going through stuff in the office and whatever were ones that they drew for you saying, welcome to the family, Vito.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was cute.
It was very cute.
But we can get rid of stuff. It's fine. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm doing better at it. I think once Jovi starts doing artwork, I'm going to be like
holding on to everything.
Yeah, they're going to be we won't even need wallpaper. It'll just be Jovi's art pieces, Mod Podge to the wall. But that will be hard. But I mean, you talk to parents and they're like, you just have to throw it out. Like hold on to a couple pieces.
Save one every couple months and then put them in a binder or something.
Right. Or a couple a year. Like you made these when you were 4. You made these when you were 5.
Right.
So yeah, I'll get better at it. I have gotten better.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
I used to keep every single card that somebody got me. Like every birthday card, every anything card.
Yeah, that's insane.
That anybody ever got me. So I've gotten better.
You're growing. You're learning. It's not about attachment.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's hard to get rid of clothes when I'm like fluctuating sizes every year because I'm pregnant, not pregnant.
Well, I am a proud owner of 2 new pairs of jeans, which I haven't had jeans in 6 years.
They look so good.
And I have 3 shirts. So I have 2 jeans, 3 shirts, and then I have 3 like dress pants.
You have more than 3 shirts.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I have shirts, but not that I can wear out.
Oh, to wear out, you have, like 3 shirts.
I have 3. A white tee, a white button-up.
A Hawaiian shirt.
A Hawaiian shirt. And this one I just started wearing again.
Right. That was on the Poshmark.
I know.
But
no one bought
sold.
It, surprisingly.
It looks really good on you, so I don't know why you'd give it.
Because it didn't match. This shirt didn't match my Lululemon pants.
Yeah,
so I was
that's
like,
true.
I'm never going to wear it.
It goes good with jeans, though.
Yeah, it does.
Vito looks so good in his jeans. It's like the sexiest thing ever.
All right. Keep it in your pants.
I'm trying. You know when you put the jeans on, I'm like, what do you want? What do you want from me? What are you trying to get here? Because I haven't seen you in jeans since like our first date, basically.
Yeah, and you made fun of me for wearing.
Yeah, they were True Religions that had a huge hole in them.
I wore them a lot.
So that's worth making fun of. So we actually had a question from a listener.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read it quick. Hold on. So they are expecting their child today. So hopefully they haven't had their baby yet because she wrote us, a week ago. What advice would you give yourselves individually and as a couple before taking on your first few weeks of parenthood?
Individually and as a couple? My advice to myself would be you have no control over anything. The sooner you give that up, and have faith that everything will go well, the better off you'll be. The more you try to grasp onto control, you're going to be grasping at nothing. So faith is huge, and I struggle with that a lot. But having faith that everything will be okay and that everything is going to work out and that you'll find whatever you need, rest or patience or whatever, definitely do that. And as a couple, I would say you are on the same team. You are teammates. You're not against each other. So when one gets flustered or frustrated or angry or upset, the other one needs to counterbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And being upset at each other only hurts you guys. So be on the same team. Be compassionate with each other, listen, and you're going to do great. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'll start with the couple first, then the individual. Playing off of you're on the same team, communication is huge and being receptive to each other's communication. So if you're communicating your need to your partner, being open and listening and knowing that this is a whole new world for both of you. Like, I know that a lot of the focus is on the mom because obviously you have gone through pregnancy, you've given birth, you're either nourishing the baby through your body or through formula, and it's a lot of work either way, washing bottles or pump parts or whatever, and your body's healing through a lot. So there is like a lot of support for the mom, but don't forget your partner's taking on like a whole new role too, and it's a whole new world for them too. So they're seeing you in a whole new light, trying to learn how to best support you, and also like they're a dad now, you know, like their whole world has changed. So just being really compassionate toward each other that both of your worlds have been rocked and that you're both learning and doing the best that you can and communicating with each other and just being really receptive to what each other's communicating. But in those first few weeks, like it's not personal. Like if I'm telling Vito like, hey, I need your help more with this thing, I'm not saying, hey, you suck as a partner. It's nothing personal. It's like, hey, I'm letting you know I feel like I'm drowning right now and I really need your help in this area. So I think just communicating.
Yeah. What advice would you give yourself?
I think back to the whole new world thing, the advice I would give myself is recognizing that, especially those first few weeks, first few months, you are getting to know your baby and your baby's getting to know you. And we're kind of expected to just like, oh, you have this baby, everything's going to come naturally. And that's just not necessarily true. There's a lot that nobody tells you. Like most, pretty much all babies, they have an immature digestive system. They've never had to take in milk before. They've gotten all their nutrients from the placenta and they've never had to work for food before. They've never had to digest it. So there is a phase of fussiness and like gassiness that every baby is going to go through, whether they're formula or breastfed. But like knowing how to do stomach massages and like signs to look out for that maybe there's an underlying issue, such as a tongue or a lip tie or things like that, I would say just kind of make sure you have resources and people that you can ask questions to, but just be really compassionate on yourself that you are learning to be a mom. And although some things do come naturally, not everything does, and that's okay. And think everything does come in time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, all of a sudden I have a baby and I know how to nourish them. I know how to do and I feel like that's kind of what we're sold is, oh, you're a mom, it's just going to come naturally. You have your motherly instincts. And I think that's something that kind of develops with your kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm sure each kid's different too. So just understanding each baby's signs or what they're telling you. What I told my cousin, he's having a baby like tomorrow, I think, is if your baby's crying, did you feed him? Are they tired? Are they hungry? Is the diaper dirty? Right. Check those three things first. And I guess, did you burp them? So four things.
I was
going
to say, your thing, anything with Jovi, you're like, I think she needs to be burped tomorrow. Burp, I think she needs burper, to be yeah. burped tomorrow.
Yeah. So check those four things first. And if you've covered those four things and they're still crying, then I don't know. Maybe something is wrong. I don't know. But no, usually those four things would stop the crying.
Yeah, sometimes they're just gassy. Sometimes they're
right.
just learning how to live in the world.
Well, because you wouldn't burp, Jovi.
Yes, I would.
You would hardly, you'd be like, every time I do it, she doesn't burp. And then I would grab her and do it and she'd burp right away. I'm like, just give her a pat. You would just like barely touch her. I'm like, you can burp her. It's more important that you burp her than if she feels like you're hitting her. You're not hitting her.
And I feel like I've forgotten all of that.
I know we have to go back through and listen to our podcast because when you were saying like the digestion thing, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. They it is. I remember her grunting and like you can tell she was struggling, but it is all new.
Right. They've never had to work for food before. So it's not like breastfeeding just comes natural and easy to everybody. Like
right.
they're like, wait a second, I'm working for food. You know, there's just so much that goes into it. So I think just being really compassionate, having a system, and knowing that you're not in it alone.
Yeah. And I think what helped me too was there was a lot of times where Jovi would scream like bloody murder It hurts your ears really, really bad. And I would feel myself getting frustrated. And then I would tell myself, she's not screaming to be annoying. Something's going on. Well, she's either in pain, like her bones are fusing together. She's growing at an unbelievable rate. If we grew now the way babies grow when they're babies, we would be in so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
So having compassion towards your baby as well, like they're going through so much that when just brought it into this world.
Right.
You know, everything is different. Everything's changing. They're in so much pain.
The only way they have to communicate is crying.
It's crying, right. Like, and sometimes and sometimes it is Velociraptor piercing your ears.
I don't remember her screaming.
Oh, yeah. I almost brought headphones home from work because when I would try to put her down, she would scream like so loud. It would hurt my ears to the point where I would get really frustrated and then I'd have to talk myself down like, she's not doing this to piss you off.
And you're not like frustrated at her. It's just like the situation.
Right. You just want it to stop. But then a lot of times it's a selfish way of looking. Like you just want it to stop. Well, have compassion towards the baby. Try to figure out what's going on.
Like why? The baby wants it to stop too. But right, what's going on?
Exactly.
You think the baby's just screaming for fun?
Exactly. So like, are they burped? Are they fed? Are they tired? And did you change the diaper? Those four things.
I would also say if you can get, if you have a community, whether it's like a church group or a friend group or family, try to get a meal train set up because that's something that's like hard to think of right away. And to really let yourself recover, like even if you're feeling really good a few days after giving birth, don't push yourself. Like don't start vacuuming and cleaning the drapes or whatever. Like that's when complications sometimes happen. Like your body actually really needs to heal and rest and recover. So getting any help that you can in that area or getting a meal train set up is awesome to have too.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. Cause like other countries do that. Like I think it's Japan. The mom doesn't basically leave the room for the first couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just like, you bond with the baby. We're going to bring you food. We're going to take care of the other kids. We're going to do everything because mm-hmm. you need to heal and you need to bond. And so they have these healing soups that they bring. And usually it's the mom that takes care of the daughter who just had the baby. And they just do, there's so much like cultural things that people do around the world that we're just such a go, go, go busy society and you mm-hmm. had the baby and now you're a mom. And so you need to do all the mom things, you know? And if you don't have community, if you don't have anybody there helping you, that can be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do not feel selfish asking like, hey, do you mind, like if you're making lasagna for dinner, can you make an extra pan for my family?
Yeah. Lean on your family, lean on your community. We've gotten away from community. Everybody's supposed to be super independent and can do everything and supposed to do everything and have everything under control and have all your shit together. And it's like, no, we're born in communities. Families huge for me. I think if people had families, it'd be huge for them too, just because there is power and numbers and we're not meant to do life alone and you're not supposed to be everything for everybody. And it's not a cop out. It's not like a lazy thing. Do your best at whatever you do, but also we're meant to do things together. Mm-hmm. So I think you're 100% right there.
Yeah. And are we going to do a March challenge?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'd be fun to do like a bracket challenge for March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Where I fill one out, you fill one out for the college basketball tournament. For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, March Madness is a basketball tournament.
College basketball.
Yeah, and it's completely unpredictable. So last year we did, or 2 years ago, I don't remember when it was, with this whatever, we did a couples one, and there's three guys, three girls, and one of the girls won.
Four
guys, four girls, and one of the girls won.
Who does not watch basketball at all.
Wasn't even born
here.
She
picked the names based on the one she liked.
Yeah. So, the teams. It's fun. It's fun. It's silly. it gets you together to watch the games or just whatever. And then I think the loser has to do something for the winner and figure it out before you start. And then have that be fun. Like you were saying, oh, if I win, you have to cook for a week.
If you cook dinner for a week, that would be so magical.
Right. So then if I win, I'll have to figure it out because you'll be recovering from pregnancy. So I can't be like, oh, sex twice a day for a week. Because you're going to be like, man, I'm recovering.
That's a no zone.
I'll have to figure some out. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys want to do the March Madness Challenge...
Or we could do something like March Madness. When you're mad, you have to say something nice.
So it's March Mad Nice.
Mad Nice, yeah. March Mad Nice.
So when you're mad at your partner instead of being like, da da da.
Well, you can be da da da, but make sure you couple it with something nice. Balance it out.
You're so annoying. So when you're like, I love your eyes.
When I'm like, put the top on the water bottle, just screw it on, and I get upset with you, uh-huh. I'll be like, and you're beautiful.
So it does that. Break the tension.
It does, but it's like, you know, yeah.
I'm not the best at screwing lids on things. Dude, I just like...
You're good at a lot of things.
Don't screw the
that
lids on
things.
That
is not one of them. Putting lids on anything for some reason is just it's your kryptonite. You can't figure it out.
And then Vito like picks something up and it just falls. The bottom falls out because I didn't put the lid on.
I don't want to talk about it. So yeah, I think those would be the two challenges. I think it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. You can do both or one or the other.
Yeah. I think both will be fun. Mm-hmm. We should do both. They're a piece of cake.
We'll do both.
Yeah. Fill out a bracket. My sister won she's a teacher. She won her school bracket. And she's like, I just looked at whoever had the cutest uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, anyone? She's like, yeah, I won by a lot, actually.
Well, there you go. Follow your heart.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're going to, I might be having the baby soon, so.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's going on. Just stay tuned.
Will you enjoy doing the podcast?
If you guys want more of this, obviously, you know, share it and let's jack up those numbers and then we'll just, you know, do this full time.
The long haul podcast. I would love podcasting with you full time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think we'd have a blast.
Yeah, get some people on here and talk about, I don't know, talk about stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we have pretty fair arguments that are pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll put that out in the universe.
Put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we love you guys. Thank you for being along on this long haul with us.
This journey we call the long haul.
Yes. Happy March. Let us know which challenge you're going to do, and we will keep you posted.
Happy anniversary, babe. I love you.
I love you too. Happy anniversary. Let's go back. Bye, guys.